In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst. Today is the Sunday of the Holy Forefathers. In our Gospel, the great invitation to the Great Supper is always designated for this second Sunday before the Nativity. The Church now enters full preparation mode for the Feast of the Lord's Birth, which is the one Church feast which needs no announcement or reminders. It is the only one in which the world proclaims and proceeds to celebrate it in a worldly way, long before the Church celebrates it in a spiritual way. This second Sunday before the Nativity is dedicated to the Holy Forefathers, those great lights of the Old Covenant, who with their preaching and leadership of the Jews prepared the way for the coming of the Messiah. So in first context, the first context of our Gospel, the great invitation to the Great Supper, is the calling of the Jews to the kingdom with the coming of Christ. The first invitation was to them, to the Jews. Some accepted it. The forefathers themselves longed to see the day of the Messiah, but many of them rejected it. The second and third invitations, going out into the street and lanes of the city to call the strangers, signifies the Gentiles, the calling of the Gentiles. The Jews who declined the invitation were replaced by the Gentiles, and even by the poorest of the poor in society, the maimed, the crippled, and the blind. The proud declined the invitation, but the humble accepted it. Of course, we can also apply this gospel to us. We are also invited. St. Cyril of Alexandria asks the question, what was the nature of the invitation? God the Father has prepared in Christ for the inhabitants of earth those gifts which are bestowed upon the world through Him, even the forgiveness of sins, the cleansing away of all defilement, the communion of the Holy Spirit, the glorious adoption of sons, and the kingdom of the heavens. That's the invitation to all those things. Forgiveness of sins, cleansing of defilement, communion of the Holy Spirit, adoption, to be adopted sons of God, and giving us the very kingdom. The Great Supper to which we are invited, brothers and sisters, is an invitation to the kingdom. We can also think of this gospel as the excuse gospel. The invitation on the one hand and the excuses on the other. They all began to make excuses. What's noteworthy is that the excuses that people make in declining the invitation to the Great Supper are not terrible. They're not evil or sinful excuses in themselves. You don't hear them say, I am a thief, I have me excused, I'm an adulterer and unworthy, have me excused. I've done drugs and drink and I cannot make it to the kingdom. Or I have committed murder and I am unfit for the kingdom. Have me excused. No. No, rather, the excuses are of an everyday, ordinary nature. In the categories of business and personal. One says that he had bought a piece of land and had to go and see it. Another had bought 5 yoke of oxen and had to go see how they worked. The third had gotten married, and that was the only explanation. That was the only explanation for declining the invitation. Got married. We believe in Orthodoxy that the Orthodox Church, is already the entrance into God's kingdom on earth. It's already the presence and preview of the life of the kingdom lived now through the worship and participation in the sacraments of the church, that God gave us the church for this purpose, to prepare us for eternal life. The high point of church life is indeed the Great Supper of the Holy Eucharist. And where the King is present, there is the kingdom. The King being our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. So what can pull us away? What can pull us away from our life in God's kingdom? What are the excuses today? Well, we just heard it. They haven't changed. The first two excuses, the land and the oxen, signify personal wealth and success. I have seen cases where people gain success in the world and are pulled away from God and the church. They no longer need the spiritual dimension because the material life has captivated them. The third excuse, I have married a wife, signify personal relationships. A personal relationship more than anything else can pull one away from the church, away from our primary connection to the kingdom. As a single person, if you meet someone who is cool to the faith, or who is uninterested or even resistant, that's something to be aware of and to be concerned about. I'm especially now speaking to our young people. You meet someone and then you see that they're trying to draw you away from Christ's church, from your Orthodox faith, what will you do? What will you do? Is this person sent from God into your life? Or could this be a temptation? That's what you have to ask yourself. Life is more than pretty faces and tight bodies. And love can overcome a lot of things, but there's nothing more powerful than unity in the faith, unity in the kingdom, in partaking from the same chalice. Are we so weak and insecure that if somebody likes me, I'll throw away my identity in Christ and my eternal salvation for them? My girlfriend or boyfriend doesn't like the church, so I'll stop coming in order to please them? I have married a wife. I pray, have me excused. It's very biblical and all too common. But how will we answer to God? Brothers and sisters, life has choices, and some are crucial and are critical for your soul and its eternal destiny. Your reference to the kingdom of God. I had choices to make when I was young, and I was offered a different direction, but I had family to help me make a decision for the kingdom, to see beyond the moment, to see beyond the pretty face. If we have faith and believe that God will lead us, then He will lead us. But we have to seek that leading with patience, and trust that the Lord will make our personal relationships and our personal success in life profitable altogether unto eternal salvation and unto life in the kingdom with no excuses. With no excuses. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.